Good morning. It's Sunday, 13th of December. Our New Testament reading today is 1 Peter chapters 3, 4 and 5. I'm going to read to you from an exhortation given by Brother Harry Tennant, based particularly on 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 1. I read, Peter has been a witness of great things, the sufferings and the glory of Christ. We can only surmise the occasions when he saw these things. Does it mean that, despite his denials, Peter came out to see what was happening to his master in his time of suffering? And the glory, when was this? Was it by seeing the risen Christ, or was it at a reminder of the Transfiguration? These two aspects go hand in hand, sufferings and glory. The cross before the crown. As we read in verse 10, the God of all grace, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect. We must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God, we read in Acts 14, verse 22. All of these things are true. Peter is saying that he was a witness and a partaker of the glory. It is true that the glory of the Transfiguration enveloped them as though they were part of the scene, and intrinsically it held the promise that the faithful three, Peter, James and John, would inherit the glory with Christ in the kingdom. Is there a sense in which we now are partakers of the glory? The answer clearly is yes. Earlier in Peter we read, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. The glory of Christ comprises the glory bestowed on him by the Father, and it will be manifest in his bride. That glory has touched us, in that we have been taught these things, and we believe them with all our hearts, and at every breaking of bread we express this faith. Faith in the promise of the words from Christ, I will not drink thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Every breaking of bread is itself a prophecy of the day when we shall truly all be one bread, when God gathers together in one all things in Christ. Peter says something which the AV does not fully bring out in the phrase, be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. That's chapter 5, verse 5. The word clothed means to be girt about, as a slave with his apron. Here was Peter, by the Spirit, being reminded of the time when Christ was girded with a towel, and Peter, in self-assurance, contradicted his Lord. Humility is the badge of discipleship. Whether we be old or young, man or wife, arranging brethren or otherwise, there is no glory to come if there is no humility now. Arrogance, self-assertion, one-upmanship should have no part in the character of the disciple of Christ. Remember, the towel for which the word in John 13 is the same as for the apron of the slave. It is not simply that we are subject one to another. It is also, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. We are told that Christ will return in the glory of the Father. This is the Father's response to all who faithfully seek to honour him in life by trying to be godlike. In the kingdom, we shall have the divine glory. We shall have the divine nature. And as we read in chapter 5 and verse 4, when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. May that blessing be ours in the glorious day of his coming. Thank you for listening.